Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast. I'm Keith Caulfield, Senior Director of Charts at Billboard.
And I'm Jason Lipschutz, Billboard's Senior Director of Music.
Greetings, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I am just fine. I had this baked into the bottom of the show, but I feel like we should probably mention it now. Jason is filling in for Katie Atkinson, who normally co-hosts the show with me. But of course, you know Jason because Jason started the show with me. But we have big news because
yes.
Katie had her baby.
Woo, Katie! Yeah!
She had her baby on Monday. Her name is Natalie. And baby and mom and fam are all doing great. So if you stalk her on Instagram, send her your wishes.
Big congrats to Katie and her family and little Natalie. That's amazing.
Yeah. All right. Well, as always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about babies, the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop. Today on the show, we've got chart news about how Kenny Chesney's new album debuts at number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart, how Drake ties Madonna's record for the most top 10 songs ever on the Billboard Hot 100, and how Doja Cat's Say So thinks in significant part to a new remix featuring Nicki Minaj has hit number one on the Hot 100 chart. In addition, considering the news of the new Say So remix helping the track to number one, we'll also be taking a stroll down chart memory lane and look at some of the other notable number ones that got a late-in-the-game goose from a remix to number one.
I love taking a stroll down chart memory lane with you. It's my favorite stroll I can take. plus, we got news on Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber's new single, Stuck With You, for charity, and the passing of rock and roll legend, of course, Little Richard. But before we get to all of that, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast provider so you never, ever, ever, ever miss an episode. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit billboard.com/podcasts. That's plural. All right. Keith, are you ready? You ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready as I'll ever be, Jason.
Let's get to some of the biggest headlines on billboard.com. First, we have to start with this, the passing of an all-time rock and roll great, Little Richard. He passed away on Saturday, May 9th, at 87 years old.
The flamboyant, boundary-breaking, gender-blurring, makeup-wearing, piano-playing, just all-time great Little Richard and his electric barnstorming hits like Tutti Frutti, Lucille, and Good Golly Miss Molly influenced a slew of artists from the 1950s onwards.
I mean, yeah, just speaking of influence, you have to think about all of the musical legends who had been directly impacted by Little Richard. That includes Elvis Presley, The Beatles, Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Elton John, and then you have a more modern artist like Bruno Mars. The list just goes on and on. And then, you know, following his passing, Paul McCartney posted a series of tweets on May 10th, writing in part, "Little Richard came screaming into my life when I was a teenager. I owe a lot of what I do to Little Richard and his style, and he knew it." He would say, "I taught Paul everything he knows. I had to admit he was right."
Paul closed his tweets with this quote, "I thank him for all he taught me and the kindness he showed by letting me be his friend. Goodbye, Richard, and a wop bop a loo bop."
Yeah, it's obviously really sad news, but obviously such an enormous cultural figure and who lived such a full life. So rest in peace, little Richard. In more upbeat news, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber released their very first collaborative single, Stuck With You, last Friday to raise funds for First Responders Children's Foundation, which funds grants and scholarships for children of healthcare workers, emergency medical technicians, paramedics, police officers, firefighters, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone serving on the front lines during this pandemic.
And upon the track's release, Bieber said, quote, "This is the prom song for everyone who can't go to prom now."
Aww.
While Grande said, "I can't fully articulate how happy I am we waited this long to do this," meaning this as in a duet together.
Yeah. What do you think of the song, Keith?
You know, sometimes these long-awaited combos sometimes just shouldn't happen, even with the best of intentions, that is. You know, a charity single offsetting however terrible the song itself may be. You know, for example, you know, you can sort of forgive We Are the World 25, which actually features Bieber, since it was done for a good cause, you know, but the track itself was just generally a misfire. That said, the song is actually pretty nice. You know, it's sweet. It has sort of a, I guess it's a waltz kind of vibe to it. It's kind of nice. It's kind of a slow dance song, and it's sweet. You know, it's pretty good. I think it's pretty all right. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think it is pretty good. I think that the fact that it's for a good cause, you know, whatever this was going to be in terms of something recorded and finished in quarantine would make it a little bit harder to find that kind of studio chemistry between, you know, two of the defining pop artists of the past 10 years. But, you know, this is it was a little bit more of a low key moment than I was expecting, but it's sweet. It's generally a pretty positive moment for both of them. And, you know, we're as you know, Keith, of course, we're expecting a pretty strong debut on the Hot 100 for Stuck With You. Of course we would. It's Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande. So stay tuned to Billboard.com for news on that in the coming days.
Speaking of charts, let's do the chart chat. First up on the Billboard 200 albums chart, country superstar Kenny Chesney debuts at number one with his new album, Here and Now. The set, which is his ninth number one, earned 233,000. If you were number one with just 233, that would be hilarious.
That's
233,000 equivalent album units in the U.S. in the week ending May 7th, of course, according to Nielsen Music MRC data. And the bulk of that sum was actually driven by sales generated from a concert ticket album sale redemption offer with Chesney's upcoming tour. Meanwhile, at number two on the Billboard 200, Drake debuts with his new Stray Tracks collection, Dark Lane Demo Tapes. The set starts with 222,000 units, mostly derived from streaming activity for the album's songs, including the number one Hot 100 hit, Toosie Slide. The album is Drake's 12th top 10 effort.
So, Keith, this was something that we were talking about all week. It's a rarity for Drake to debut anywhere but number one. Do you think he could actually hit number one next week?
You know, it's kind of a busy week this week in terms of new releases. We have a new Nav album, Good Intentions. There's a surprise Bad Bunny album that dropped on Sunday, which is kind of making it really hard to forecast for the week. So I'm thinking Nav, at least right now, probably has a really good shot. There's always a chance Drake could slide into number one in his second week, but I don't know. I think it's going to be kind of hard to tell right now as we record this. So just stay tuned to Billboard.com, as we always say, and we'll try to keep you posted on how things might shake out.
So there's other Drake chart news, right, Keith, if I'm not mistaken?
There is. As his Dark Lane demo tape song Pain 1993 featuring Playboi Carti, which Jason actually mentioned last week on the podcast, it debuts at number 7 on the Hot 100. Drake's count of top 10s now jumps to 38. He thus ties Madonna for the all-time record for the most top 10s. Madonna has held the record since 2002, when she surpassed the Beatles' then long-standing record of the most top tens. You know, records were meant to be broken, and it will only be a matter of weeks, I suppose, days, until Drake passes Madonna's record. It's a sad, sad day for me right now, but you know, it's all right. I'm going to make it through.
It's an emotional moment. Meanwhile, we got to get to the Hot 100. It's a busy week in the top 10. Doja Cat featuring Nicki Minaj, Say So remix hits number one on the chart, and then you have Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce's Savage remix right behind it, which is wild.
Yeah, and for listeners, you know how this works when we have these remixes, and they're basically just extensions of the original song. For chart purposes and for tracking purposes, we track them all together. So the original version of Say So is mixed in with the new version with Nicki Minaj, and the same thing goes for Savage and its new version with Beyonce. But because this week on the Hot 100, the chart points, as we would call them, when we add up all the points of how they get to number one between airplay, you know, streams and sales, for both of them, they are driven largely by the new remixes. So at number one, Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj both get credit. Nicki is the featured artist at number one now on the Hot 100. And at number two, Beyonce is the featured artist now at number two on Savage. So incredibly, this is not only Doja Cat's first number one. That's not the incredible part because she's still a very new artist. But it's Nicki's first number one after more than 100 entries on the chart, which is just crazy.
Yeah, I sort of can't believe that. She's one of those artists that we've been waiting for years to have a number one hit. It's never worked out, even though she has so many top 10 hits. It's not like she hasn't gotten close before, but she's finally number one.
Yeah, it's like this is Nicki's 18th top 10 hit. And before Say So, she got as high as number two with Anaconda back in 2014. But she's also had a bunch of top 10s with songs like Super Bass. And, you know, she even had a top 10 with Madonna with Gimme All Your Lovin'. So she's had a ton of hits. It's just somehow it's always just eluded her until this week. So congrats to Nicki. And, of course, congrats to Doja Cat as well.
Absolutely. So at number two, Megan Thee Stallion's Savage jumps two spots to a new high, thanks to the power of one Beyonce, who appears on a new remix of the track, like we were just saying. Beyonce now gets artist credit on the chart, so this is not only Megan's highest charting song of her career, but it's also Beyonce's highest charting song since another remix when she helped Ed Sheeran get to number one with Perfect back in December 2017. You know, who could forget that timeless remix of Perfect by Ed Sheeran and Beyonce?
Yeah, Beyonce just like, you know, sneak attacks you every so often and jumps on a remix. Well, all this remix talk prompted me to fall into a charts rabbit hole, sifting through all the number ones on the Hot 100 and taking note of which number ones got a late in the game remix that propelled it to number one, or maybe songs that may have just had a makeover after their initial release, and now that remix or that new version is the version that everyone has generally become familiar with.
Yeah, so let's talk for a minute about why artists do this, Keith, because, you know, some of it is probably just artists wanting to be creative together. You think about an artist like Megan Thee Stallion, and she has the opportunity to have Beyonce on a new version of her song, of course you're going to take it. You're not going to care too much about, you know, chart placement or how well the song could do. You want to collaborate with Beyonce. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But there's also, of course, this business aspect to it. And we've seen time and again that you can get more people to pay attention to an older song by, you know, freshening it up with a new remix or a new guest star.
Yeah, especially these days when, you know, everything is up on streaming services and becomes, you know, quote unquote, old after its first day of availability. And it's hard to keep people's attention. You know, as Jason said, you know, there's always something to distract you from new music. You know, it's hard enough to get people to pay attention to a brand new album. But how do you get them to care about a song that's months old that was on a previously released album? Well, sometimes the easiest way to do that is via a remix with a new guest star, and that makes everyone care about it.
Yeah, exactly. So Keith, Let's do it, man. Let's take that stroll down chart memory lane. Let's talk about a few of the recent highlights that we found in this remix corner.
All right. So in recent years, there's been quite a few. And I want to also preface this by saying this is not an exhaustive list. I'm sure I've missed something. And I'm sure that y'all will disagree with what we are putting out there as possible things that fit into this category. But I just thought this was an interesting thing to address. And so, yeah, I'd like to put the preface out there just in case you come at me for some reason. Okay. So there's Lil Nas X's Old Town Road, which was just last year.
Yep.
God, it was just a year ago. It was originally just a solo track, but it got a revision with its guest star Billy Ray Cyrus added on. In fact, of the tracks, a record 19 weeks at number one on the Hot 100, its first week at number one was credited just to Lil Nas X. After that, the Billy Ray version became the more dominant version of on the chart, and Billy Ray began to get credit. So that's an interesting tidbit. It actually had one week at number one that was just Lil Nas X by himself.
One song that became huge that I don't even remember the solo version of was when Maroon 5 added Cardi B to Girls Like You, which was originally a Maroon 5 track when it was first released in 2017. I don't even really remember that song because, you know, the Cardi B remix became so huge in 2018 when the song was positioned as a single. And then, you know, Cardi B coming off of the huge success of Bodak Yellow jumped on the track. Song became number one for weeks on end on the Hot 100.
See, the remix thing actually worked for you because you didn't even remember what the original version was like, which is precisely the point of this. You didn't know it because you weren't paying attention, and then you paid attention to the remix version. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so as mentioned earlier, Ed Sheeran enlisted Beyonce on a remix of Perfect, which propelled the song to number one in December of 2017. And that same year, Justin Bieber gave Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee's Despacito a surge in popularity, pushing it to number one on the Hot 100 as well. The year before that, Sia's Cheap Thrills got a redo, adding Sean Paul to the track months after it was released as a solo cut on Sia's album This Is Acting. The song hit number one on the Hot 100 in August of 2016.
So here's one that I totally forgot, just in terms of the remix version. In 2015, when Taylor Swift and Kendrick Lamar teamed up for the Bad Blood remix. I remember the video. I don't really remember the remix song too well. But anyway, you know, that's another classic example. The song went from number 53 on the Hot 100 to number one.
Yeah. I think the video with Kendrick, I want to say it premiered during the Billboard Music Awards.
Sure did.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
I think it opened the Billboard Awards.
It did, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Katy Perry also rang up a rapper for the single release of her number one single, E.T., someone you may have heard of, Kanye West. The song hit number one in 2011. The same year, Rihanna's S&M surged to number one after the diva called up another diva, Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
And it actually had a similar trajectory as Doja Cat Say So. S&M, like Say So, was in the top 10 before the guest star showed up. And then once the guest star showed up, the song jumped to number one and both guest stars received credit on the track at number one. So Britney Spears can actually count S&M as one of her number one singles.
So then going back a little bit further, you can look to how, you know, an artist like Jennifer Lopez would take an existing song like I'm Real and then just completely overhaul it into a brand new song, basically. Get a rapper on it, usually like Ja Rule or Fat Joe. They were almost like these kind of quasi-remixes that were so different from the original version, but they, you know, they were counted as remixes, and that was a huge hit for her as well. And then, you know, a song, one of my favorite songs, Stutter by Joe, which became a hit after Mystical jumped on it. And then, of course, a number one hit in the 90s, Macarena, Keith, Los Del Rio, you know, that became a huge hit when the Bayside Boys remixed it and gave it, you know, the shine that we all know today.
Yeah, my dear, you may not know me, but I know you very well. Now, let me tell you that I call. Did I get that right, Jason?
Yeah.
From Stutter?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Oh, man. I love Joe. Let's just do next week's Pop Shop podcast is just me talking about how much I love Joe.
Wow. How's Joe doing right now?
I don't know. That's what we'll find out next week.
All right. Now, finally, we're not saying this list is exhaustive, so please tweet us your favorite examples of songs that got a second life after their remix. And of course, these were only really kind of focusing around number ones for this list. You know, when I think of old examples from the 80s and the early 90s, I think of number one hits like Paula Abdul's Opposites Attract, George Michael's Monkey, and Duran Duran's The Reflex. You know, it was and continues to be normal for songs to get a slight remix or a tweak for its single release. Usually it's an edit to make the song shorter, or maybe just to tweak the track a little bit here and there to sort of give it a shine. But generally, they sound the same as their album version counterparts. Like, if you're young enough, you may remember when you bought singles and it would say, like, on the single itself, like, oh, this is the 7-inch edit or the radio cut or the radio edit. Basically, it was a song that the version of it that you remember seeing on MTV or hearing on the radio. So Opposites Attract got a remix for its single in 1989, adding a rap intro and a bridge that was visualized by the animated MC Scat Cat.
Oh, yeah.
In the song's music video. How's MC Scat Cat doing these days? Well, George Michael's Monkey got a full overhaul for its single release in 1988 as compared to its album version, because producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis jumped in and basically just sort of rebuilt the song. It sounds similar to the album version, but it has a whole new, very aggressive, kind of forward, kind of futuristic vibe to it. And the same goes for Duran Duran's The Reflex, which was revamped by friend of the podcast, Nile Rodgers, for its single release back in 1984.
Man, so there you go, Keith. That was like a brief history of some of the most notable remixes, revamps, overhauls that became, you know, familiar Hot 100 number one favorites we all know today. That was fun.
Yeah, thanks. I thought it was fun too. Now it's time for the chart stat of the week. It's really been 35 years ago. Madonna's Crazy for You hit number one on the Hot 100, becoming the diva's second number one of a so far 12 leaders. The ballad climbed to the top of the chart dated May 11th, 1985, spending 1 week at number one. But don't let that solitary week atop the list fool you. The song was so incredibly popular. How popular, you may ask?
How popular was it, Keith?
How popular was it, Keith? Well, before it was number one, it actually cooled its jets at number two for 3 weeks, stuck behind the all-star charity single and major pop culture event record, We Are the World. And then on May 11th, Crazy finally bumped We Are the World from number one. Crazy for You was also Madonna's fifth top 10 single on the Hot 100 of a still record, well, with Drake, 38 top 10 hits. So there you go. You know, because of the connection to Drake and the top 10 record this week, I thought it was fitting to go back in time to this week, 35 years ago, when Madonna was on top of the Hot 100 with Crazy for You. All right, we've reached the end of our big show, our big flashback remix-fueled show. Any parting words, Jason?
Just that we have a really fun guest next week. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, we can't. Well, let's hope the guest happens. If it didn't happen, just ignore that we ever said this. How about that?
No, it's going to happen, man. Let's do it.
What songs should we go out on, Jason?
Well, to preview next week's All Joe Pop Shop podcast, let's listen to Joe's I Wanna Know, one of his best R&B singles.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
See ya. So, I wanna know. Uh-huh.
have PenFed, that's a fact.
I have PenFed, that's a fact.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
No one else gets these rewards.
Sergeant, that is just plain untrue.
What in tarnation?
Sir, PenFed's PowerCash Rewards card isn't just for military members. Anyone can get cash back on all purchases.
Ah, figgins! You've ruined my favorite song.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/PowerCash. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.